Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Listen to the wind blow.
Welcome back, 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Having a great visit with our good friend Scott Eblen, the author of The Next Level, What Insiders Know About Executive Success. Folks, we're talking about getting you to the next level of being an executive, recognizing that you're a CEO, and we've been talking about a number of different things that Scott recommends that he has in his book, The Next Level. And Scott, give us those websites again, please.
Sure. The book is available on Amazon, The Next Level, and the blog that I write three or four times a week is called scotteblen.com, and our company website with all kinds of information and free resources is eblengroup.com.
And that's E-B-L-I-N.
E-B as in boy, L-I-N,
yeah,
group.com.
So check it out. Scott, one of the things that Well, talk to us some more about some of these things, some of these specific areas that you think, we've talked about firing yourself from a job that somebody else can do better and promoting yourself to a job that nobody else can do. I was talking about, I like to think about this the way you think about outsourcing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when in my company, If it's not customer facing, we find somebody outside of our company who can do it, and we get a contract with them, because we make payroll for a couple of dozen folks, but we don't have nearly that many people as full time employees here.
Mm-hmm.
So I let somebody else do it that's a professional in that area, and that allows me and my folks to focus on the things that are our core competencies.
Mm-hmm.
An executive needs to understand what his or her core competencies are too, don't they?
Oh yeah. Certainly do.
And things and that only they can do, and if you're good at what you do, you're always firing yourself from one job and promoting yourself to another job.
Mm-hmm. I think it's about developing new options too, and kind of understanding as your business progresses what changes and what changes you can make. There's a coachable moment in the book that I like a lot. It's called Use the Grow Approach, and it's based on a coaching model that a couple of coaches developed. It's called GROW, stands for, it's an acronym for goal, reality, options, and what's next. And that can be a really nice framework to walk yourself through if you want to do some self-coaching or to coach others. You know, what are we trying to accomplish? What difference would it make? That's the goal. What's the current reality? What's the current situation? What have we tried so far? Options, what have we tried? What else could we try? It's important to ask that one three times, I've found. You want to really generate a lot of options. What are the pros and cons of each of our options? And then what's next? What are the one or two next things to do? We don't have to solve for the next 100 things, right? Because probably the last 95 of them aren't going to be accurate anyway.
Right.
But if we can solve for the first one or two or three and keep that forward momentum going and put some timelines on that, that's really how you get things done.
Well, a couple of other things to ask, I think, is as you're making these adjustments to yourself or to your organization, is how will my organization handle this change, this new thing, and what will? But before you ask about the organization, ask this question: how will my customers feel about this? How will they behave with this? What do you think?
Yeah, there's another coachable moment in the book that I think kind of relates to that. It's called the four P's. I got this from an author named William Bridges. Yeah, the first P is, what's our purpose? What are we really here to do? The second P is, what's the picture? What's it going to look like when we're fulfilling our purpose? Next P is, what's the plan that helps us create the picture that fulfills our purpose? And then finally, what's the part to play? What's my part to play? What's my team's part to play in fulfilling the plan that creates the picture that, fulfills the purpose? And I find that's a really good thought organizer, but it's also a great communications framework for both inside and outside the organization.
Right. Well, exactly, and the thing that I think though that too many small business executives, I think maybe it's not as hard for them to think about their organization because they're always doing that. Mm-hmm. I think it's hard for them. I still think it's hard for them to let go.
Yeah,
I think that's the biggest problem is to let go of something, And it's not because we're frightened of what we could, you know, what could be next for us. I think we're afraid that somebody else is not going to do it as well as we did. And that's taken a lot of businesses down, hasn't it, Scott?
It has. It keeps you from growing. And if you think about life, you know, not just business, but life. Life is a process of picking up and letting go. You know, your kids
yep.
grow up, you got to let go.
Yeah, exactly.
We're talking about that on the break. And mm-hmm. and it was the same thing in your business. You've got to pick up and let go. And what I've found, most small business people are pretty bright people, or they wouldn't
yep.
be doing what they're doing.
Right.
Picking up is easy. That's the cognitive challenge.
Right.
Letting go is the hard part. That's the emotional
That's
challenge.
The emotional part. That's the part that gets into our ego. Hey, Scott, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. We'll see you next time. Scott Eblen, ladies and gentlemen, the author of The Next Level. Wherever books are sold, find it there. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.